All right. Well, good morning. Hope everybody is doing good. Jesse and I did not plan to match this morning. We did not try that on purpose. Thank you for those of you who have pointed that out, that we looked very similar this morning. Thanks, Rebecca. I just want to, just thank you for being here this morning. I know it's cold. I know you have many places that you could go out and be this morning, probably warmer than you are today. But hopefully the food and the fellowship, all of those things together, has made it worthwhile. This morning we'll be picking back up in the Psalm chapter 7. And I just want to read you the title real quick. It says, "In you do I take refuge." The word refuge means this: a safe place in time of turmoil. A safe place that you can go when kind of everything hits the fan, right? We've all been in those moments, right, where everything kind of seems to be crashing around. And David, King David, is our author this morning. In fact, before he was even king, he writes this. And there's a subtitle in my Bible that I want to read to you just real quick before we read the verses together. And it's kind of a strange word, but I want to tell you what it says this morning. It says, this is a Shagam. It's mentioned twice in Scripture, this word. It says, of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. And so here's what's happening this morning, is David has been slandered, okay? Anybody ever had anybody speak any nasty words against them, right? That's not a fun thing, right? We've all been there. In fact, it hurts the most when it's someone that's close to you, right? When those who should be speaking good of you speak ill against you. And that's what happened to David. In fact, all that we can tell from Scripture is that this man, Cush, is someone who was closely related to King Saul at the time. Okay, and as he's closely related to him, David is this guy with great character at this point, someone who's living life the best he can. And really this word is spoken over him as he is kind of painted as this plotter, this planner, this one that's conspiring against King Saul. And if you know the story of David, we know that that's not true, but that is what is being spoken over him. And so someone is slandering David's character. And honestly, I think it's great to look at this and see that when times are spoken or words are spoken over you, maybe that you don't agree with, that this is a healthy response. All of us have been there. All of us will be there if not. But as someone speaks ill against you, may we look at the example of King David this morning in Psalm 7. I just want to kind of read it in a couple of portions and do it so this way. In the first couple of verses, we're going to see that David, this man after God's own heart that we've read about so much already in these Psalms, he asked for God's favor. Here's what he says in verses 1 and 2. He says, "O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge." And remember, that's in the title. So in other words, David is saying, when times are tough about me, when things are really at their worst, I'm coming to a place where I take refuge in you. This is my safe place to go when everything hits the fan. You are my safe place. He says, "Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver." And so David, we see, is this place that really, that's a great place to start. If anyone has spoken ill of you, or if anything is really going on right now where you feel like, man, I just feel beat down, I need to take refuge, I want to tell you there's many places that you can go to take refuge. You can find it in a number of addictions. You can find it in a number of other people. You can find it in places that you could go. I want to tell you this morning, there is no greater place than you can take refuge than that of David, of saying, "O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge." You see, I want to tell you, while things may be a little different out here, we don't have a building with a steeple. I want you to know we believe this is church, God's people coming together. And so while we might be a little non-traditional in that, I want you to know that I'm pretty old-fashioned in the fact that I believe with faith, I know sometimes it's hard, that this is God-breathed, that this is God's word to us as to how we can live life and do so to have a relationship with Him, to understand, as Jesse sings over us this morning, that we can be sons and daughters of God, that we can have a personal relationship. And so David starts there. He says, "O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge." And then he claims his innocence. He's saying that, "Lord, this is what's being painted about me, but here's what I have to say of this." In verses 3 through 5, he says, "O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, Let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment.
Thank you.
And so in this, we really see that he comes to a place where in verses 3 through 5, he's saying before God, he's saying, I promise, no matter what's being said about me, I really feel like I'm in the right here. I'm innocent in this. And so you can see David coming to God and saying, in you I take refuge. And really at this place, I have to just trust in my innocence before you. I have to trust in this place. And so you can see it's a frustrating situation for David. Maybe you found yourself in this place before. He continues on and he's saying that really, if you've heard Jesse sing out here before, Jesse said this before, that isn't it good to know that in our life, God gets the final word. It doesn't matter what's been spoken over you, what man has spoken against you, but God gets the final word. And that's what he's saying here, is that God, you be my judge, not necessarily others. Verses 6 through 9 says it this way. Arise, O Lord, in your anger, lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me, you have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you, over it return on high. The Lord judges the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. And so David pleads before God and understands this, that God, you are the one that's going to judge me. And here's what David says. He's so confident that he is right. He's so confident in the integrity that he's living in. He says this, that God, no matter what Cush says, no matter what other people say, no matter what King Saul says, God, you be the judge. Would you be brave enough to pray that in your own life this morning? God, you be the judge. No matter what man says about me, no matter what evil's been spoken over me, no matter what terms people have said, these people tell me I have the opportunity to be a son or daughter of God. Others have told me I'm no good. Others have told me a many number of things, but God, you say, so you be the judge. God, you get the last word. I pray that's the attitude we take this morning. And then through this, and I had a chance to pray, and I want you to be praying with me. Anybody here know Country and Pumpkin? Do y'all know them? Many of you know them. Country's at home sick this morning. He's hurting. He's had stomach troubles. He can't eat. He's got ulcers. And he's praying with Angie and just praying over her, praying over the situation. We need to be there for them in that. But there's hope, right? It's not this talking to this void, right? There's a confidence in God. And that's what David shows here, that when he goes to God and he's praying to him, he talks to him and he says, I'm innocent. I'm pleading my case. God, you be the judge. But here he shows supreme confidence in his God. Here's what he says. He says, my shield is with God. If you're spoken over in these ways that David was, it feels like fiery darts. It feels like wounds. It hurts when someone speaks ill against you. And here he says that God is his shield who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into a hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head and on his own soul, his violence descends. David just goes into this beautiful painting of words and saying this, that I believe that you are my shield. I believe that you are my refuge. I believe that I can be confident in you. And when others speak evil against me or other things happen in my life, then in you and you alone I can take refuge. And then lastly, in verse 17, here's what he says. That God, I'm so confident you're going to come through, I'm promising you ahead of time that I will give you glory when you do. Man, I want to tell you, it's a beautiful thing to stand over by an S10 Blazer in the parking lot and pray with a beautiful lady, not just in flesh, but in spirit, and have confidence and pray with her that when God heals country, when God takes care of what's going on, we're going to give you the praise. We give it to you right now. That's what we prayed this morning. And so, following this example, we pray with confidence and we pray that we promise we will give God the glory when he comes through. Here's what he says. I will give to the Lord thanks that is due to his righteousness. I will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. I want to challenge you this morning, even as evil has been spoken against you, even as life has put you in a bad situation, even as maybe some of our own choices have put us in bad situations, no matter what has been spoken against you, you can rest in confidence that God can and will be your refuge if you would cling to Him. I challenge you to think that way this morning. In fact, I challenge this morning. I'm going to ask for a show of hands again because this is what David was feeling. This is where we're at this morning. If evil has been spoken over you, if words have hurt you, maybe from family members, from friends, from those you've met on the street, some raising their hand already, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, right? You understand what I'm saying? I challenge you to do like David. Don't fight back with words. Don't fight back with evil. Don't fight back with anger and malice and hurt and all of these things. Go to God and say, God, you judge my heart. Judge me and see where I'm wrong. Help me, God, to do this. Show confidence in Him. And at the end, may we say this as David before I pray. I will give thanks to the Lord for His righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. You let your confidence raise in Him. You let Him be the one to fight your battles. And I promise you, no matter how it turns out in this life, you take refuge in Him, everything will be just fine. May not paint this life in any better light. I would love to stand here and say, give your heart and life to Jesus and everything will be A-OK. But Scripture even paints it sometimes that when we do that, this life is hard. I wish I could tell you that, man, if you just give your heart and life to Jesus, everything in your situation right now will get better. It may not. But I can tell you this, I know the rest of the story, and I know this, that our light and momentary afflictions pale in comparison, it says, to the weight of His glory that awaits us. Man, I pray that when evil comes about you, when words are spoken that hurt, or when situations hurt, that we would go to God with confidence like David and say these words, O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Where are you taking refuge this week? I pray that you would find that refuge in Him. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for being a God that cares about us, and no matter what's spoken over us, you have spoken the final word that says that if we come to you through Jesus, that we can be sons and daughters. That's a great thing, that God, we could have a personal relationship with you through the sacrificial gift of what Jesus did on the cross. God, in that we take refuge in a world of hate, in a world of anger, in a world of, Father, just life being tough. We take refuge in you and with confidence. God, if we can boldly pray, God, you judge me. If I'm wrong, let me know. God, and in confidence, we can pray and say, you know what? I know this is going to work out. I know I'm a son. I know I'm a daughter. And so at that point, God, we just say in advance, we give you the praise for everything that you do over any evil situation we find ourselves in. That God, you will provide and that you will be our shield, as David prayed. Father, let us fight our battles in that kind of humble spirit, that we could have confidence in you. And Father, we could set the flesh aside. Father, we love you. We thank you for this day. And I just pray that God, in any of the places, any of the people, that we could take refuge, we would find our refuge in you. We love you. We pray and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Thank you.